You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 4th, 2020, a warning from the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Russia and China see the coronavirus emergency engulfing Europe as a crisis they can exploit. They're playing right out of the Democrat playbook, never let a crisis go to waste. China and Russia have been spending the last 2 months shipping medical supplies in, especially to Italy, trying to win favor with that country that's been staggering under the weight of the medical demands. China using the pandemic to position itself as a global response leader with Italy and its neighbors. They're looking at it as creating a bridge to Europe. The former Secretary of State of European Affairs in Portugal says this pandemic has become a battleground. I see China focused on using the crisis as an opportunity to play up the superiority of its country. There's no defense. I mean, there's no argument against that. Clearly, that's what they're doing. And Senator Lindsey Graham points this out. Not one Democrat has come forward with an idea to hold China accountable. He said, look at this. Democrats have impaneled a group again to look at Trump, not China. Not one Democrat has come forward with any idea to hold accountable China for killing 60,000 Americans by withholding information about the virus, putting 30-plus million Americans out of work. Not one Democrat coming forward with an idea to hold China accountable. China is the problem, not Trump. Democrat Party says, step up, don't give China a pass. But they will, and they have. And we talked about the issue in Italy, Spain and France also trying to get back on track. Those have been the hot spots in Europe. They're beginning to lift lockdown measures. They have seen the biggest dip in daily new confirmed cases and deaths in weeks. Italy, the first country to implement a national lockdown March 10, now beginning to allow some parks and public gardens to reopen. Still, it is the hardest hit in Europe. Supreme Court having to hold unprecedented remote oral arguments. Meeting today for its first ever remote oral argument session, streamed live for the general public. The court trying to hear at least some of the cases on the docket. And the reason they're doing it this way is because, obviously, some of the justices are elderly. Not so elderly they can't serve. I'm not trying to say that. But simply, they could be vulnerable if they're out and moving around in the public and in the midst of an open area. Ruth Bader Ginsburg comes to mind. I don't know how much longer she plans on staying, but certainly for her health, she should not be sitting in the middle of a courtroom in the Supreme Court. In the meantime, America is trying to do its job to reopen. We have various states, including Florida, Colorado, and Arizona, easing some of their restrictions. And Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio reversing an order. He had made an order wearing masks in public mandatory. Well, that didn't go down very well. As he was trying to say, everybody should wear a face mask, he said, I think what we'll do is businesses should have their employees wear the face mask. I'm not going to order everyone going in and out of the businesses that you must wear a mask. He admits it was a bridge too far, acknowledging it was beginning to step on Bill of Rights. And then we have seen the toilet shortage, and we have told you repeatedly you can look for additional shortages when it came to food products. Here's another warning sign. Costco and Kroger now will be rationing meat. They're going to begin to ration meat as to how much you can buy at any one particular time. Costco normally lets you buy it in bulk, Now they're limiting purchases to 3 items per member. Told you it's going to be happening. It's just going to be a matter of time. Don Shula, as you've probably heard by now, has passed away. The NFL's winningest coach led the Miami Dolphins to the league's only undefeated season. He passed away, they say, peacefully at his home at the age of 90, winning a record 347 games, including playoff games, guiding the Dolphins to 5 Super Bowls. The Dolphins president said, "Today is a sad day. Coach Shula was a rare man." That's true. Our condolences to his family.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
COVID-19 is a new health concern, but Wellington Environmental has 30 years experience to make your company and environment safe. Wellington Environmental can give you peace of mind, and the cost is very reasonable. These days, you can't take a chance that customers, employees, your family would be exposed to COVID-19. You have to be proactive. That starts by calling Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. You'll quickly see why customers have relied on Wellington Environmental for decades. COVID-19 can survive for hours on your furniture, your computers, your equipment, and every time someone touches that surface, they could be exposed. You don't want that liability. Call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
It's a Democrat deja vu all over again. That was January 29, 1998. Bill Clinton flatly denying. Let me say this again. And he used his hand and a finger as he made his point, his forefinger. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. He had done that with his staff prior to that particular statement. That was in an event that Hillary was going to be overseeing, referenced childhood education. He wasn't even supposed to be there, but he decided to come in and address everybody. This is on the eve of his State of the Union. Members of Congress just coming back into town, getting ready for that opening of Congress. And here he thought, I'm going to go ahead and get in front of the cameras again. He had stated it previously, as he said, I'm going to say it again. Let me say this again. I did not have sex with that woman. Sexual relations. Well, of course, we quickly learned as more evidence began to come out. At that time, everybody, you know, what is the truth? No one really knew other than the two of them. Hillary didn't know the truth. Hillary was up there standing beside him, and she was among those applauding him as he left after making that statement, following right behind him. Clap, clap, clap. Yeah, I'm with him. I'm with Bill. And then later, as the story broke through Drudge Report, about the stain on the blue dress that Monica had worn. Whoa. Somebody in the Democrat Party was saying, didn't they think to use Tide, something that would get it out? And that's when it all came unraveled. And it also put the nation into a quandary. What is sex? What are sexual relations? Now, for adults to battle through that was one thing, but the fear was, and I think it probably has been borne out these many years later. Again, that was in 98. A lot of the young people at that time, as the story began to come out, that it involved what they would refer to as a BJ, that was not sexual relations. Okay, well, then that's all right. That's the way high school students began to look at it. And you can blame Bill Clinton for that part. But aside from the details of that, and the most recent details we've heard, of course, from Tara Reid and her claim against Joe Biden, the graphic material exists because it is graphic. The denials exist because that's their only way out. Bill Clinton knew deny, 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 until finally he had to do a deposition and was impeached on perjury. But Biden was right there learning from this. So now these allegations against Biden, I think he learned right by following the Bill Clinton proposed answer.
I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened, and it didn't. It never happened.
Yeah, they're doing the same. But they're entitled to do that as their defense. I mean, there is, at that point, on Clinton, and at the current time with Biden, no independent proof. And the other part of the story is, do you take the woman's word, as Democrats have been saying all along, regardless? Although now they're stuck in a quandary again. Once again, we've got a Democrat caught in the crosshairs, and a Democrat that's essential at this point to the future of the Democrat Party until they decide he's not, and that could happen sooner than later. And so they're kind of stuck with the story. And then according to Tara Reid, there are, and not just from her, it's been obvious, marked elsewhere, leading supporters of Joe Biden are not only saying we support Joe, they're stepping up attacks against Tara Reid. One is the finance chair of the draft Biden committee. The finance chair of the draft Biden committee. He has a photo with Biden as his profile picture. And he's mused on his Twitter account, John Cooper, if Reid is, quote, unbalanced or was driven by malicious motives, in claiming that her story, quote, is over. It's over. He said, let's be clear, this story is over. Let's get back to the real issues, like Trump's incompetence has led to the deaths of nearly 70,000 Americans, with 30 million filing for unemployment. There they go again. See, I told you in the beginning, when the coronavirus hit us, Biden was really kind of thankful. He was, because it was taking some pressure off of him. And here they come back pounding that drum again. Trump is incompetent, leading to the deaths of nearly 70,000 Americans, even though he did what now Democrats say he should have done. And then they get upset that he didn't do it sooner. and 30 million filing for unemployment, Donald Trump built this economy up to what it was. You're going to watch him do it a second time. But right now, the attitude of the Democrats obviously is, Tara Reid, if you go with the finance chair of the draft Biden committee, is unbalanced or driven by malicious motives. Tara Reid was a Democrat working in Biden's office. Now, coming forward at this point, this late in the argument, she had been more recently a Sanders supporter. So they want to say that she's doing this because of Sanders got mistreated. Is that their claim? They really had no defense other than simply saying, we believe Biden. We believe Biden. Remember in this interview the other day on MSNBC, when Joe Biden was being questioned by Mika Brzezinski, and as I said the other day, and I'll repeat, she deserves credit for asking some good, tough questions. And they spent a good 15 minutes going over sometimes the same track, just seeing if Biden's story altered or changed. But one of the issues being, he has the endorsement of Nancy Pelosi in the midst of the allegations, and Nancy Pelosi saying, well, I believe Joe, and Joe is Joe. I don't think that's a good defense for him, to say Joe is Joe. To me, that's kind of damning, but that's what they want to do. But Mika Brzezinski was raising the question about how these statements from Pelosi and other Democrat women fit with how they are treating Tara Reid versus how they were dealing with the charges leveled against Kavanaugh.
Are women to be believed unless it pertains to you?
Look, women are to be believed given the benefit of the doubt. If they come forward and say something that is that they said happened to them, they should start off with the presumption they're telling the truth. Then you have to look at the circumstances and the facts. And the facts in this case do not exist. They never happened. And there's so many inconsistencies in what has been said in this case. So yes, look at the facts. And I assure you, it did not happen. Period. Period.
Despite that emphatic double period, the New York Times publishing an op-ed column last evening arguing Democrats should dump Biden. Of course, Reid has accused Biden of sexually assaulting her in a Senate hallway in 1993. Biden denies it, as you just heard. But one of the editorial writers for the New York Times is arguing, under a title, Democrats, it's time to consider a plan B. It opens, I have my own impressions regarding Ms. Reid's allegations, but no one save Ms. Reid and Mr. Biden knows with certainty whether her claims are true. Well, I can assert with firm conviction is that Democrats ought to start considering a backup plan for 2020. They don't want to hear that kind of news. They really don't want to hear that attitude, especially in the New York Times in an editorial. She adds, it's also possible this just won't go away. It will demoralize voters, placing Mr. Biden at a disadvantage against Mr. Trump in the general election, despite the fact that Mr. Trump has a damning list of accusers alleging sexual offenses. For a candidate mainly favored for his presumed electability, the perception of empathy and decency, that's a serious liability. To preserve the strides made on behalf of victims of sexual assault in the era of hashtag MeToo and to maximize their chances in November, Democrats need to begin formulating an alternative strategy for 2020, one that does not include Mr. Biden. And yet, several women, Democrats, who are, of course, hoping to be on the ticket with him, continue to offer their support. Nancy Pelosi's endorsing him. She's not looking to be on the ticket. But Senators Kamala Harris and Governor Whitmer of Michigan and others, they're all with Joe. They want to believe Joe. They will tell you a woman has a right to be believed, but we believe Joe. It has to be proven, but we believe. Well, you can't decide anything if you don't know. In other words, it's blindly defending Joe. Blindly defending on a partisan basis only. Just listen to the words of Michigan Governor Whitmer and her blind defense of Joe.
I know Joe Biden, and I've watched his defense, and there's not a pattern that goes into this. And I think that for these reasons, I'm very comfortable that Joe Biden is who he says he is. And you know what? And that's all I'm going to say about it. I really resent the fact that every time a case comes up, all of us survivors have to weigh in. It is reopening wounds, and it is, you know, take us at our word, ask us for our opinion, and let's move on.
See, she had been a victim at one time, she says. And you just heard her say, take us at our word, and then move on. Well, Tara Reid says she's a survivor. I don't see you taking her at her word. You speak out of both sides of your mouth, forked tongue, hypocrisy, once again, unveiled. And then we've got another issue inside the Democrat Party, a particular politician has never been investigated.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. RedFitnessLounge.com.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out of hell.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The name is Keith Ellison, Attorney General of Minnesota. Had previously been a member of the U.S. House for Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. When he was running for Attorney General, Keith Ellison, that was right during the sexual allegations around Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. You heard a lot about Brett Kavanaugh. But Keith Ellison, being a Democrat, not so much. He had a former girlfriend who said he had emotionally and physically abused her over and over again. And she said, I should be heard, but I don't expect to be heard. Well, she was right. She did not get heard. She came forward, and the Democrats were looking for a way out of it. Finally, they said, you know, we'll investigate it. They never did an investigation one. Not one investigation. And the head of the DNC at that time, Democrat National Committee, Tom Perez, still serving, said, we will take a legitimate look at it because the woman deserves to be heard. No. You know, they were not going to go after Keith Ellison for a number of reasons. One, he's a Democrat. Two, he's black. Three, he's Muslim. They were not going to go after Keith Ellison, and they didn't. So he ends up being the Attorney General of Minnesota, never investigated on the sex allegations made against him. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, Democrat National Committee Chairman Tom Perez was then talking about the sexual allegations made by former U.S. Senate staffer Tara Reid against Joe Biden. And he says, Joe Biden has been very clear. This did not happen. He's very forceful. He's been very clear women should come forward with complaints of this nature. They should be taken seriously. Their complaints should investigate. They should be treated with dignity. Which, by the way, Perez did not do for the other woman making accusations against Keith Ellison. And he went on to say, there have been so many investigations of the vice president. The most comprehensive, was when he was vetted by Barack Obama in 2008. And I'm very familiar with the vice presidential vetting process. They look at everything about you. They look at the entire history of Joe Biden, his entire career. He went on to say, I worked on the Senate Judiciary Committee in 95. The ranking member, Joe Biden. I was working for Joe Biden. So where do you think he comes down on, I believe, Biden? Turning his back on a Democrat woman. Although they will say she deserves a right to be heard, but they don't mean it if they've already got their mind made up. If they're already saying Joe's right, she's wrong, they're not listening to whatever she says. Not at all. And then you have one of the most bizarre statements by a Democrat state representative. And what he said cost him his job, as well it should. And then you also have another politician saying, not every assault claim is equal. In other words, it's not just a matter of believing the woman, but sometimes they're not really to be believed because their claim isn't equal.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
High-level Democrats said she should be believed, that they believed it happened. You said if someone like Dr. Ford were to come out, the essence of what she is saying has to be believed, has to be real.
No,
why?
No, what I said, it has to
why
be.
Why is it real for Dr. Ford but not for Tara Reid?
Because the facts are that, look, I'm not suggesting she had no right to come forward. And I'm not saying any woman, they should come forward. They should be heard. And then it should be investigated. It should be investigated. And if there's anything that makes it, that is consistent with what's being said, and she makes the case or the case is made, then it should be believed. But ultimately, the truth matters.
I will agree with that. Joe Biden saying the truth matters. Again, that's a clip from the interview last week. Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC interviewing, I would say grilling Democrat Joe Biden. Again, I'm not a fan of MSNBC. I call them out as a leftist organization on a constant basis, and Mika and Joe are right at the helm. But on that particular interview, it was a legitimate interview. And I think it was right for them to have just her ask the questions, as opposed to having a man ask Joe Biden questions. Let a woman do it in this case. And in this case, she did an excellent job. And when you have two people trying to interview someone on something like this, sometimes it's hard to hold a train of thought and progress together because you begin to, someone, I got a question. And you get off track. So I think they handled it right. But here was Joe Biden saying, I think every woman should be heard. Let them come forward. But let the truth stand. I would not deny that. But inside his remarks are, again, let them be heard, but she's wrong, which he's entitled to say. The Tara Reid allegation against Joe Biden was between them in one little area of the Senate Capitol, on the Senate side, and only the two of them are aware, although there are additional witnesses coming forward that say Tara Reid told them about it. But they're simply repeating what she told them back then. And her mother, of course, in that call to Larry King, and maybe one or two others, they say she told them at that time. And she's acknowledged a couple of them and didn't name a couple others that now say, oh, she told me too. But it's still her word against his word. The same thing when Blasey Ford was brought and sat in front of the Senate confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh for Supreme Court, a woman who said she didn't remember the date, she didn't remember the location, she didn't remember, all she remembered is Kavanaugh was there. That's the only thing she could remember. And she supposedly had indicated, I don't really want to go public, as Tara Reid supposedly said back in 93 and didn't. And Blasey Ford saying, I don't want to be public about this, but Democrat operatives pushed her into it. They did push her into it, and they coached her. And then when she was making her appearance, the attitude of the left was, believe the woman, believe the woman. As Blasey Ford was under the glare of lights. And at that time, Joe Biden had said, if a woman's willing to come stand in front of the lights like that, she's to be believed. So that opened up a perfect question for Mika.
Tara Reid is coming forward in the glaring lights. To use your words, should we not start off with the presumption that the essence of what she's talking about is real? She says you sexually assaulted her.
Look, from the very beginning, I've said believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well. Women have a right to be heard, and the press should rigorously investigate claims they make. I'll always uphold that principle. But in the end, in every case, the truth is what matters. And in this case, the truth is the claims are false.
How do we know they're false? Well, because he said so. He said so. Does he have any proof? I mean, they put the burden on Kavanaugh. When he was facing the charges from Blasey Ford, Democrats were saying, if he's going to become a Supreme Court justice, the burden is on him to prove it didn't happen. What? That's right. We convict without trial or jury, and you're automatically guilty. You got to prove your innocence. That's not the way the Constitution is written, not the way the law is enforced, but in the Democrats' mind, if a Republican has been skewered, absolutely, you got to prove you're not guilty. Well, what do you say we apply that to Joe Biden? You got to prove to us it didn't happen. How can he do that? There's no way he could do it. But I would demand the same. Except some Democrats believe that the sexual assault charges made by different women is not always the same. Not every assault claim is equal. That attitude comes from Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat of Michigan. You heard earlier saying, as a survivor and a feminist, we do need to give people an opportunity to tell their story. Then we have a duty to vet it. And, of course, she says, I know Joe Biden. I've watched his defense. I believe it. But when it comes to Tara Reid and her allegation, compared to the allegations made against Kavanaugh, not all sexual assault claims are equal.
As a survivor and as a feminist, I'll say this. We need to give people an opportunity to tell their story. But then we have a duty to vet it. And just because you're a survivor doesn't mean that every claim is equal.
Wow. Wow. Hashtag Me Too Woman. For those of you who hold that dear, your claim won't be equal, according to Whitmer. Not all claims are equal. In other words, you might be faking it, falsifying it. But that would only happen, of course, if you were someone accusing a Democrat, a high-standing Democrat of something. Be it Ellison, as we were talking about earlier, running for Attorney General in Minnesota back during the Kavanaugh hearings, or Kavanaugh himself looking to be appointed to the Supreme Court. When you attack someone like that, then that's your claim is more than equal. And once again, Micah referred to that Kavanaugh case.
Given the fact that you have said in the past that if a woman goes under the lights and talks about something like this, we have to consider that the essence of this is real. Is the essence of what she is saying is real? Why do you think she's doing this?
I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this. I don't know why after 27 years, all of a sudden this gets raised. I don't understand it. But I'm not going to go in and question her motive. I'm not going to attack her. She has a right to say whatever she wants to say. But I have a right to say, look at the facts. Check it out. Find out whether any of what she says is asserted or true.
What, to that extent? Let's ask it a different way, as Micah did.
The former Senate aide accuses you of sexual assault. And please, to our viewers, please excuse the graphic nature of this, but I want to make sure that there is no question as to what we're talking about. She says in 1993, Mr. Vice President, that you pinned her against the wall and reached under her clothing and penetrated her with your fingers. Would you please go on the record with the American people? Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Okay. It never, never happened. Let's go back in history again as we begin this segment. When we talk about in 98, Bill Clinton and his allegations and his defense. And now we have Joe Biden. I got to tell you, when you hear them back to back, you can't help but smile a little bit. Because Joe Biden obviously learned from Bill Clinton. Here we go. Let's go back in history at 98. When Bill Clinton came out and reemphasized what he said had already stated. And then, of course, Joe Biden's absolute denial.
I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened, and it didn't. It never happened.
He's standing by that story, and that's understandable. But the Democrats appear to be breaking rank. Keep in mind, some of the claims and cries are coming from the Sanders camp, saying, don't forget Bernie is still there. Well, he's already said I will support Joe Biden, and they want him to stand up and say, I'm not supporting him anymore, but he hasn't. And then you got the major news organization that admits deleting charges against Joe Biden previously. And then you got a state legislator making one of the most stupid remarks, and he's paying a price for it. It's still to come. Please stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There is no doubt Tara Reid has been under attack from those who don't like the story she's telling. And various ones have surfaced on the social media. And one of them saying Tara Reid's story is completely imploded. I hope the FBI investigates all those who say she told her the same story. Another one saying, Tara, whatever your real name is, you have gravely harmed real hashtag MeToo survivors. Adding the hashtag Tara Reid is a liar. And of course you heard the Michigan governor, Whitmer, saying not all charges are the same and are equal. And of course you have the Democrats saying all this push, all this constant push against Biden comes from the GOP pushing the story. It'd be the first time the GOP is actually able to push a story and get it sucked up by the mainstream media. But even CNN has started having to pay more attention to it. And then you've got the editorial that appeared in the New York Times. They allowed it to be published. Elizabeth Brunig, also known as Liz Brunig, she's an opinion writer for the New York Times. 29 years of age, lives in Arlington, Texas. 29, I think she's a Democrat. I don't know if she is a Sanders supporter or not, but she is stating Biden is damaged goods moving forward. She said basically Democrats need to start considering a backup plan for 2020. And some probably are. Some pushing for Sanders. Some are pushing maybe Michelle, either to replace Biden or put her on the ticket so Biden can try to scoot by and then get out of the way. And don't forget, Hillary stepping forward, endorsing Biden, saying, I believe Joe. She wants to make sure you know she's still around just in case she's ready to come in on a tag team match. Then you got the Associated Press reporting Saturday it had interviewed Tara Reid about her allegations in 2019, but declined to publish details of the 2019 interviews at the time because reporters were unable to corroborate her allegations. Well, it was always going to be a he said, she said story that did not stop them from publishing the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh and flat running with the story as proposed by Blasey Ford and the rest of them. They had no problem with that story. They didn't bother trying to back it up, just run it. There's no allegation, it's just a fact in their view and the way they published it. But here the Associated Press suddenly has some, quote, ethics. If we don't get it properly backed up and sourced, we can't really use it. That's why a year ago we didn't touch it. Huh. Are you surprised? I'm not. Not one bit. The ranks of the Democrats are beginning to shake. Whether the story is ever proven one way or the other, this has spilled gasoline all around the scene. And it's a volatile situation for the Democrats moving forward. Who knows what could spark the next action? And of course, don't forget, Joe Biden had said, she wants to look at my personal papers, University of Delaware. There'd be nothing in those. She can look in the archives. Archives have since said such a report and claim would not be in the archives. Tara Reid says, I think they're in his personal papers. Well, we don't know. But we're not getting to see them. And Tom Perez of the DNC says, well, here they go again. This is a witch hunt just like the Hillary Clinton emails. That's all this is. Yep, they're always going to look for protection and build circle the wagons. Not much they could do for one state representative, however. New Hampshire State Representative Richard Comey, who put out this statement on Twitter. Judging by the position of the female vagina, it will not be easy for anyone to just put their finger into the vagina unless there is some cooperation from the female herself. That is why I believe Tara Reid's allegations is false. She is looking for attention. First of all, several grammar mistakes in that. But anyway, stating that it couldn't happen unless Tara Reid was assisting. He was a New Hampshire state representative. All hell broke loose over that, even from the Democrat Party. He's resigned his seat. He knows about the female vagina, I guess, but now he doesn't know where his seat is because he doesn't have it. It got chewed off pretty hard. But it's not really being covered by mainstream media. Nope, that's just another dumb Democrat. We don't want to deal with those. We got enough of those. Hey, I've enjoyed today's program with you. I hope you have. Let others know we're on the air, will you? Because tomorrow, we'll be back. Same time, same station. Get your friends and family and gather together. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.